Today is Easter Sunday, a Sunday of celebration. And yes, we've had snow and we have had wind, but it's still a day to celebrate and to be joyful. And some people haven't managed to come today because of the weather, so you'll just all need to sing a wee bit louder and talk a wee bit bigger. So we'll begin with our joyful call to worship. Clap your hands, all you people. Clap your hands, all you people. Jesus Christ is risen today. Our first hymn is Jesus Christ is risen today, hymn 410. And as you can see, the Sunday school children have brought along some percussion instruments. Right, so come, girls. Thank you, Audrey. Today is a day of celebration. What day is it?
Easter Sunday.
It's Easter Sunday. So what things do we do on Easter Sunday? What do we do?
Celebrate Jesus.
We celebrate Jesus. What happened to Jesus?
He died on the cross.
He died on the cross. And was that the end of it? Nope. What happened then?
He rose again.
He rose again, and the tomb was empty, just as it is over there. And we celebrate Easter. What kind of things do we do to celebrate Easter?
Eat Easter eggs.
Eat Easter eggs, That's the most important. Anything else we do?
Pray.
We can pray, Anything else we do? What about the church? What's happened to the church? It's decorated, yes, and we need to thank Anne and Jim for decorating the church, and we need to thank Rena for organising the flower cross, and we need to thank Campbell and Linda for doing the pictures out in the garden. So we can all celebrate Easter. We can clap now. Yes. What other days do you celebrate?
Christmas.
We celebrate Christmas, and we all celebrate Christmas. What other days do you maybe celebrate that are just for you?
Birthdays.
What else?
Anything else?
An anniversary.
Anniversaries. Well, an anniversary is also mean what comes before a wedding.
A marriage.
A marriage, so a wedding. So we celebrate weddings. We celebrate anniversaries. Do we? We celebrate Halloween. Anything else we celebrate?
Bonfire night.
And do we maybe celebrate going back to school?
No.
Do we celebrate school holidays?
Yes.
Right. And do we celebrate going on holiday?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes people can't be with us, and Jacob can't be with us today, so he's in hospital, but he'll celebrate when we come back. And you know, sometimes we celebrate things together and sometimes separately. And Jesus celebrated things as well. You come and hold up this one, Jennifer. Right? So you tell me, what's Jesus celebrating there?
Christmas.
He's celebrating Christmas. And what happened at Christmas? Jesus was born. So Jesus, we can celebrate Christmas. And we all celebrate that together. Thank you. Caroline, would you like to go and choose another picture from the blue benches? Anyone you like. A day that Jesus celebrated. Right. So what's happening in this picture?
The Good Samaritan helped. The injured man.
The Good Samaritan helps the injured man. And this was a parable, a story that Jesus told. And we can celebrate that. Thank you. Katie, would you like to choose another one? Anyone you like? Okay. What's happening in that one? Hold it up so you can see.
Lizzie. Preaching to the children.
That's right, Jesus preaching to the children. And people said the children shouldn't come, but Jesus said?
Everyone should be like a child.
Everyone should be like a child and the children should come. Thank you, Katie. Right, Jennifer, are you going to choose another one? Okay. And hold it up, and what's happening in that one?
Shared out bread and fish.
That's right. Jesus sharing the fish. Good, you've got to bring one up just this 1 minute. Jesus sharing the fish and the loaves and telling everyone to share. That was a day of celebration. Well done. Right, have you got one now?
Yeah.
You come and hold up your one. There you go. Can we see that one? That's it. And that's the one where, well, girls, you'll need to help. What's happening there? Jesus is at the temple. That's us celebrating Jesus going to the temple. Right, would you like to guess another one, Jennifer? Another one from over there. Okay. Right, what's happening there?
Jesus turns the water into wine.
And that was the very first miracle that Jesus did. Thank you. And would you like to get the other one from over there that we haven't seen, Katie? And what's that one?
Is it when the fisherman?
Jesus calling the fishermen to be his?
Disciples.
To be his disciples, to be his friends. Thank you. So we have all these days that we can celebrate about Jesus' life. And there's now three at the back. Girls, would you like to go and get them, please?
Mama.
You are a good girl. Mm-hmm. There we go. So this one, you stay in the middle. That's it. And this one here, what's happening here?
Jesus was welcomed into Jerusalem.
That's
and people
right.
said, Hosanna.
That we were over that last week. That was Jesus riding into Jerusalem and everyone shouting Hosanna, welcome. And what's happening in your one?
Jesus died on the cross.
Mm-hmm. We've got three crosses and Jesus died on the cross, which is not really a great celebration one almost, isn't it not? But the next one is, thank you, because the next one, the last one, is the most important one.
Jesus rose again.
Jesus rose again. The tomb was empty and Jesus rose again. And Jesus is alive today, living inside us. And that's something what we really need to celebrate. Because Jesus died, he gave us the hope for the resurrection. And that really is something to celebrate. So we're going to sing, thank you, Katie, our next song, which is one that we sometimes dance to, but we're not doing that this year. We're just going to do the actions. It's Celebrate. Now, the actions for the chorus is, whoops, where did we get the chorus? The actions for the chorus is, Jesus is alive, you know, he's risen, he's not dead, he was crucified, but now he's risen, like he said, hallelujah. You'll follow it easily. So thank you, Audrey, if everyone stands for me. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we have so much to celebrate this Easter. We celebrate that you loved this world and us so much that you gave your one and only Son, that we might be called your children too. We celebrate Jesus' life and teaching by showing love, kindness, and all we meet. We celebrate Jesus sacrificed by telling the world the good news that Jesus is alive and has given us the hope of eternal life. We celebrate Easter with joy, wonder, and gratitude in our hearts. Let us all celebrate this Easter as we join to say the prayer Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Well, I really think next time we'll be in the aisles, because you did it much better when we were in the aisles. But now you can relax, because this is the special part of the service when we've got to find Easter eggs. So there are 6 pails, girls. You'll need to work harder this time. 6 pails of Easter eggs. You'll need to come as well, hidden in the church. Maybe Jane will go with you. And let's see if we can find the hidden Easter eggs. Go! Uh-huh. 6 baskets. But you got the back and see this one. How many have we got? So we've got 3. Have we got another 3? Did you get 1? Well done. Bring them up here. Big girl. 1, 2, 3. And we've got, well, you've been extra special, Jen. You must have remembered where they were last year. Now we've got a decision to make, girls. Are you going to eat all these eggs and get a really sore tummy, or are you going to do what Jesus would want us to do and share them?
Yes.
We're going to share them. Okay, so if you start, Jennifer, up the back there, and if you start, Caroline, up the back that side, and I think this is the biggest one, so if you start at the bottom here, okay, and if you go with Jane over to that side, and we'll give everybody an egg. We've got more here. Thank you, Roger. We know what to give them. When you're just 2, you don't want to share. Thank you, Audrey. And thank you, girls. You can now go down to the hall because you've got something else to do with other eggs. So you go and have a good time. I'm always waiting for the time when somebody's going to say no, we're not going to share. And Agnes is now going to do our reading.
The first reading is Luke
chapter 24, verses 1 to 10. Very early on Sunday morning, the women went to the tomb, carrying the spices they had prepared. They found a stone rolled away from the entrance to the tomb, so they went in, but they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. They stood there puzzled about this, when suddenly two men in bright shining clothes stood by them. Full of fear, the women bowed down on the ground, as the men said to them, "Why are you looking among the dead for one who is alive? He is not here. He has been raised. Remember when he said to you while he was in Galilee, 'The Son of Man must be handed over to sinful men to be crucified, and 3 days later rise to life.'" Then the women remembered his words, returned from the tomb, and told all these things to the 11 disciples and all the rest. The women were Mary Magdalene, Joanna, and Mary, the mother of James. They and the other women with them told these things to the apostles.
Thank you, Agnes. Today we celebrate Easter. How do we celebrate? Folks celebrate in different ways. If you watched the Winter Olympics a few months ago, you would have seen many different ways of celebrating. There was the flag waving. Many skiers managed to ski and also vigorously wave their national flag. Some celebrated by hugging, some by being lifted high up into the air, others doing a dance or a victory routine, and even one did a samba on skis as a celebration. Perhaps the oddest celebration came from the Kazakhstan figure skater, Mikhail Shadarok. He was never expected to win, but he was in first place with 3 other skaters to go. He sat in the leader's seat. He sat forward. He never relaxed into the chair because he expected to have to leave the leader's chair soon, as there were still 3 skaters to go. They were much better than him on paper, and everyone expected all 3 of them to beat him, particularly the American Ilya Malinin, who had not been beaten in 2.5 years and was sure to win. As the 3 remaining skaters began their programme, Mikhail got ready to move from the leader's seat. But each one fell. Even the great Ilya fell, leaving Mikhail with the gold medal. He did not jump or wave or hug or danced in celebration. He just stood there totally stunned. Even when Ilya very graciously came over immediately to congratulate him, he still stayed totally stunned. It was so unexpected, so unbelievable, almost too wonderful. I'm sure that Mikhail would scream, dance, jump, hug later, but in those first few minutes, he was totally stunned. I wonder if that's how the women felt when they found the empty tomb that first Easter Sunday. Yes, they knew Jesus had spoken about the resurrection, but after the dreadful things that had happened in the 3 days before, it seemed almost impossible. Sometimes things are so wonderful, so amazing, so mind-blowing that we cannot immediately celebrate. It's too wonderful for us to process. God, sending us his son Jesus to live among us, and that son Jesus dying for us, and thus, if we follow him, giving us the hope of everlasting life with God, seems so wonderful, so marvelous, that the first time we fully appreciate what it means, we almost cannot take it in. Although we've heard the Easter story from childhood, we must never take it for granted. We need to still feel the wonder, the amazement, the mind-blowing message of Easter, that Jesus died for us, and if we follow him, we have the hope of eternal life in heaven. In all the joy of Easter, the celebration, the special meals, the chocolate eggs, let us also take a few minutes to feel afresh the wonder, the amazement, the total mind-blowing astonishment of the empty tomb. Let us feel the wonder the women must have felt that first Easter. The empty tomb shows us God's love for us from the beginning of time, and how he sent his Son, who died that we might have the hope of resurrection, and that truly deserves a celebration. I have one last picture, and I've shown this picture before, and I love this picture. It's a picture of Jesus dancing and celebrating with the children. So let us celebrate Jesus' life, his birth, his resurrection, by singing the hymn, Lord of the Dance, hymn 404. Thank you, Audrey. Agnes will now give us our second reading.
The second reading is Acts verse 9, chapter 9, verses 1 to 11 and 17 and 18. In the meantime, Saul kept up his violent threats of murder against the followers of the Lord. He went to the high priest and asked for letters of introduction to the synagogues in Damascus, so that if he should find there any followers of the way of the Lord, he would be able to arrest them, both men and women, and bring them back to Jerusalem. As Saul was coming near the city of Damascus, suddenly a light from the sky flashed round him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" "Who are you, Lord?" he asked. "I am Jesus, whom you persecute," the voice said. "But get up and go into the city, where you will be told what you must do." The men who were travelling with Saul had stopped, not saying a word. They heard the voice, but could not see any more. Saul got up from the ground and opened his eyes, but could not see a thing. So they took him by the hand and led him into Damascus. For 3 days he was not able to see, and during that time he did not eat or drink. There was a Christian in Damascus called Ananias. He had a vision in which the Lord said to him, "Ananias." "Here I am, Lord," he answered. The Lord said to him, "Get ready and go to Straight Street in the house of Judas. Ask for a man from Taurus named Saul." So Ananias went, entered the house where Saul was, and placed his hands on him. "Brother Saul," he said, "the Lord has sent me, Jesus himself, who appeared to you on the road as you were coming here. He sent me so that you might see again and be filled with the Holy Spirit." At once something like fish scales fell from Saul's eyes, and he was able to see again. He stood up and was baptized. Amen.
Thank you, Agnes. We all have different, special, important, or celebratory days in our lives. These are different for all of us. Perhaps it's the day you first met someone you came to love, a wedding day, the birth of a child, passing a certain exam, the day you started a job, or at the age of some of us, the day you retired. But today, Easter Sunday, is a special day for all of us. It is the day we celebrate knowing Jesus, believing he is God's Son, our Saviour, and that if we follow him, we have the hope of eternal life in heaven. There is also a special day for us on our journey to finding Jesus, the day when we accept Jesus into our lives as God's Son and our Saviour. That day happens differently for different folk. For some who have no contact with the Church or Jesus, it can be a sudden, unequivocal understanding, a meeting totally out of the blue. They just find out and know Jesus. This is often called the Damascus effect, as it's like Paul's meeting that we heard about in the Bible reading. For others, it's not so dramatic. It's being brought up in a Christian family, going to Sunday school and church, until you finally find out and know Jesus. For some, it's hearing about Jesus, but not really getting involved, until you just feel that need to go back to the church and truly find Jesus. For others, it's when something traumatic happens, and they find a strength that comes unasked from Jesus. I'm sure there are many other ways, and your way is special and individual to you. The manner in which we find Jesus and accept him as God's Son and our Saviour is not that important. There is no one way more special or better than any other. The really important thing is what we do with our lives after we find Jesus. A few months ago, all the children were saying this 6-7. I have no idea what it means, and I have never found a child who could tell me what it means. Words and phrases come into popular vocabulary and then seem to disappear. A few years ago, bracelets like these with WWJD were very popular. Not so much now. But the meaning of this is clear, and unlike 6-7, is very relevant. WWJD means, what would Jesus do? Sitting quietly at night can be a good time to thank God for the things that has happened to us that day, and also to reflect on the things that we did that we are not happy about, or very often in my case, the things that I said that I wish I had not. And then to think, what would Jesus have done there? And what does he want me to do to change? And the answer to that question, what would Jesus do, is easy to find, because Jesus told us in his teaching and in his life. What did Jesus do? He loved God and he prayed. He treated everyone like his best friend. He showed love, patience, compassion, gentleness, self-control, kindness, goodness. He preached about peace and justice. He walked humbly. He showed mercy and forgiveness. Today we celebrate Easter. We celebrate knowing Jesus, that Jesus is alive, he is with us, he's God's Son, and through his death and resurrection, he has given us the hope of eternal life. We celebrate knowing Jesus, our lives changing, and knowing what we should do. We celebrate knowing there is no greater thing than Jesus. He is our all, the best, our joy, our righteousness, and we love him. We celebrate Easter. Let us sing All I Once Held Dear, hymn number 506. Thank you, Audrey. Our offering will now be taken. Dear God, today we celebrate the gift Jesus gave us by dying on the cross. Please accept these gifts we offer for the further of your kingdom. Amen. And Jim will now lead us in prayers for others.
Let us pray. Mighty and merciful God, may your kindness be known to all. Hear the prayers of all who cry out to you. Open the eyes of those who never pray for themselves. Have mercy on those who are in misery. Deal gently with those who sit in darkness. Increase the number of those who love and serve you daily. Preserve our land from all things hurtful. Preserve our church from all dangerous error. Preserve our people from forgetting that you are their Lord and Saviour. Be gracious to those countries that are made desolate by war, famine, disease or persecution. And grant that the course of the world may be so ordered in obedience to your will, that the people may live in security and freedom from want, and their children grow up to be makers of peace. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Well, it certainly doesn't look like Easter as we look out and see the snow. But Easter isn't about the weather, it's about Jesus and knowing Jesus and what we feel inside. And that's what makes Easter. So let us sing to finish that great Easter hymn, Thine Be the Glory, number 419. And the children are going to come in at the end and give everyone a What Would Jesus Do bracelet. You don't need to wear it, but it's quite nice to keep beside your cups for your last cup of tea at night. So let's sing that great Easter hymn, Thine Be the Glory, 419.
Thank you.
As we leave today to celebrate Easter, may our hearts be filled with the wonder, awe, and amazement of Jesus' sacrifice, which gives us the hope of the resurrection and eternal life in heaven. Amen.
Just go straight up.